10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info.
Running south on Lakeshore Drive,
and without further ado, Aging Info Radio, and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and if you want to stream our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the listen button right there on our homepage. I have a great show today with two of my favorite guests, and it's all about money. Yes, our money, very important topic. And there's a lot of shows on AM 560, The Answer, about money, but this one's going to be different. I guarantee you today you will learn. And as King Solomon warned, an inheritance quickly gained at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. You may have heard that before, and the reason is the majority of people spend the money on possessions, pleasures, or other purposes without lasting significance, known as the sudden wealth syndrome. Yes, that can happen to anyone, anywhere, with or without an inheritance. Well, my guests today are from O'Connor and Associates, and I have John O'Connor here. He is the safe money man, my safe money man. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Sue. Nice to be here again.
Nice to have you. And Christopher O'Connor, he is an account analyst. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here as well.
Well, I'm glad to have both of you. And John, I want to thank you. John just handed me two gifts. Not two stacks of money either, but two great gifts. One is a book by Tony Robbins called Money, Master the Game, 7 Steps to Financial Freedom. And the other one is a book written by Lawrence Kutlikoff, German man. Get What's Yours, The Secrets of Maxing Out Your Social Security.
Right.
These look like great books, John. Let's talk about, which one would you like to talk about first?
First, let's start with Tony Robbins and Money Master the Game.
Yes, that looks like says a gold mine of money-making information. What's it all about, John?
Well, what he did was he put together a book that's actually not his words. He got with some of the best minds in the financial world to come up with the ideas in there. In there are quotes from Warren Buffett, Ben Bernanke, the former chairman of the Fed, John Bogle, the chairman of Vanguard Funds, and dozens of other financial experts. And it talks about what do we do when we're younger to save for retirement, and then when we get to retirement, what do we do to make sure that we still have our retirement?
And don't spend it with the wealth syndrome, or what did I call it, the sudden wealth syndrome.
Sudden wealth syndrome, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you see this being the safe money man, this syndrome.
I do. And, you know, it's a shame. I have a client that just recently passed away, and he wasn't that old. He was 69 years old, and he had no idea that he was close to dying. And when he died a multimillionaire, and his only heirs were his niece and nephew. Now, the only problem is the niece and nephew had different ideas for the money than what their uncle did, and they wound up taking it all with a huge tax implication. They really already had an idea of how they were going to spend it. And I'm thinking to myself, if they would have let it work for them for another 20 years, because they're young people, they're in their 30s, early 40s, if they would have let that work for them, they'd have had a absolutely positively comfortable retirement. But instead, they're still rolling the dice because what they spend it on doesn't last.
Yeah, it's said that most families will lose their wealth by the third generation.
Sometimes you don't have to wait that long.
Oh, no kidding.
No, I've got a saying I use when I do my workshops. And the saying is, as long as you're using your money, you might as well fly first class because your kids will after you pass it on to them.
All right, let's talk about Tony Robbins' book, Money, Master the Game. Is this a recent book?
Yes, it's on the New York Times bestseller list right now.
Yes, it says Secrets from the World's Greatest Financial Minds.
Right. And, you know, one of the things is I have a lot of people that work with me at our offices in Naperville, and they're all analysts that are working on making sure that we get our clients the best return on Social Security and their other assets. And people's needs for investing change over their lifetime. When you're younger, you might want to be in the stock market a little more heavily because you've got time for recovery. But when you get into your 60s, you want to really reconsider the way that you've got your money positioned, because we want to make sure that the money will be there for you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And the other question is, how long are we going to live? Nobody really knows that for sure, but people today are living longer than they ever have before. So we have to make really solid plans to not run out of money.
And I'm pretty certain in this book that area is addressed because of the demographics.
Absolutely. And it talks about several different financial vehicles. And one of the ones that I talk about all the time at my workshops are annuities. And I use a fixed indexed annuity, which gives the ability to, for people to make market-like returns without any of the risk that's inherent in the market and no potential for loss. But it also talks about variable annuities. And one of the things it talks about with them is that that's typically a bad idea. There's big fees in there. There's the potential for loss in the market. And one of their selling points is, well, your premium's protected if you die. And I'm thinking, you don't want to die broke and find out that your wife just gets the premium. And that could happen if you're in a variable annuity, because the market does fluctuate. And if it did go down, which we're, I think, really ready for another correction, we've got to take stock of that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm here with John O'Connor and Christopher O'Connor with O'Connor, AndAssociates.biz is their website. We are talking about a couple books that John was so generous to give me as gifts today. Interesting books, the Tony Robbins Money Master the Game. What else was said? You require your analysts to do book reports on these books.
I do. When you work for me, it's just like going to school all over again, because
well,
you have
so to learn.
To learn. Exactly. And every day it's a new exercise and, you know, what's out there, because things are changing constantly. But let me give you a couple of the excerpts from that book that are points that my analysts found, okay? One of them is that 1 in 3 baby boomers have less than $1,000 saved. Now, here's another thing that's really exciting. 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that are baby boomers that are in their 60s that really don't have any money saved up. They think Social Security is their retirement. Other people make the mistake of thinking that the equity in their home is their retirement. Not necessarily going to work that way. So we have a lot of different things that we need to worry about. Think about Social Security in general. In 1950, 16.5 workers were paying into Social Security to support one getting the benefits. Today, it's 2.9 workers supporting the one getting the benefits. And more people are retiring, so there's less people contributing to Social Security, so they have to raise the bar in other ways. These are other things that we're going to find out in this book.
Oh, have you read the whole book, John?
Yes.
Pretty much all of it.
Yeah, pretty much all of it twice.
I mean, there's a lot to be said with, the number of people turning 65. Will the age go up? There's another area, too. There's so many people that are working that are 65, 75, even 85. And the income tax bracket is somewhat cruel.
Oh, definitely. And the tax brackets aren't going to get any better. But the point is that with Social Security, some people are taking Social Security way too soon, and they don't have the patience to wait, and we're going to talk about that when we get to Dr. Kotlikoff's book. But the whole idea is we need to be patient, and we need to listen to King Solomon's rule about the inheritance that's gotten quickly can be lost just as quickly. We need to hold on to it like we're never getting any more.
Learn how to strategize. That's where you come in. That's where O'Connor and Associates comes in, to teach people how to maximize whatever they have for retirement. And hopefully it is more than $1,000.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, my son just joined our firm recently. And one of the things that he found is that there's an awful lot of people that are in their 60s that have no real clue about what the retirement they're looking forward to is going to really be.
Or what it will look like.
Exactly. And what I do is I help people create a roadmap for their retirement so they actually know where they're going to be at each different year in their life.
That is so important. And once again, O'Connor, A-N-D, Associates, no apostrophe, O'Connor and Associates.biz. I mean, there's so much to look at when you look at the really big picture and the longevity. It's scary, John. Christopher, I mean, you probably see this in talking to families thinking, all right, if I retire at 65, I could live another 35 years.
Sure.
I mean, that's happening. The fastest, you know this, John, the fastest growing segment are the centenarians.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. More people are in their hundreds today than ever in the history of the world. And, you know, what we got to worry about is when we get to 100, which you and I are going to, when we get there, we want to still have enough money to live comfortably.
Enjoy life.
Exactly.
Enjoy life every day, no matter what your age. I always say live your life and forget your age.
That's right.
We are talking about money today and retirement. And of course, the two books John gave me. We have so much to cover here today, so much to talk about, because John O'Connor is the Safe Money Man. And Christopher is here with us right here on Aging Info Radio. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the book on Get What's Yours regarding your Social Security right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
We are talking about money today, and this is Susan Wacky, your host of Aging Info Radio, and the sudden wealth syndrome. What happens when people inherit a lot of money and what they do with it, how well they plan for their future? People are living. You know, the centenarians are the fastest growing segment of the population, those turning over 100. Hard to believe, John, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's not going to be uncommon. I mean, five-generation families are very common these days.
Right. And people are living longer. It's just because of the advances in medicine. People are living better. You know, they're eating better, and they're not smoking and drinking as much as they used to. And so, because of that moderation in their lifestyle, they're having a longer lifestyle. And so what we have to do now is we have to make sure that we've got our money straight so that if we are blessed with that long lifestyle, we still have our income stream too.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you do for people, being the Safe Money Man.
Exactly. And that's why what I want to talk about real quick is this book that I gave you from Dr. Kotlikoff.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Get What's Yours. It's about getting the most out of Social Security. And so many people take Social Security for granted. Some people mistakenly think Social Security is not going to be there for them when they turn to retirement age. But they're all wrong. It'll be there. But what they do is they keep raising the bar. Like people are having older full retirement ages. You know, the full retirement age today for somebody that was born between 43 and 54 is 66, but if you were born after 54, it's going to probably be 67, and some are going to be 68. I have an 11-year-old son. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if his full retirement age is 80, That's the way that they keep raising the bar with Social Security. The other thing that happens is they keep raising the cutoff on when you stop contributing to Social Security. Do you remember 20 years ago when you'd get a paycheck around August or September and it looked bigger because you'd already met your FICA tax contribution?
Yes.
Well, that was the good old days. Today, the cutoff for your contribution to Social Security is at $118,500. Last year, it was $117,000. The year before, it was $115,500. Are you starting to see a pattern?
Well, is that why we have the disgruntled youth?
Yeah.
I mean, they're paying into this where we got breaks.
We did. But the thing is, there were more of us paying in when we were doing it, and that's why we got the breaks. There was a bigger amount of people that were paying.
More people to put money in the bucket.
Exactly. So let me give you a couple of highlights from this book.
Okay.
And we'll just do a few for right now, but let's talk about this. It says, one of the topics are, one, be patient. The greatest danger you may be facing outliving your savings in terms of Social Security benefits could be much bigger if you wait. So if you wait longer to take your Social Security benefits, you're going to have a bigger Social Security benefit. Plus, don't forget, you're going to have cost of living adjustments, too. So there could be a lot more money for you if you just get patient. You know, 75% of 62-year-olds right now are claiming Social Security.
75%?
75%. And if you want to talk about people blowing an opportunity, it's those people. Because some of them don't even realize that when they take that Social Security, if they make over $15,800, they're actually giving some of it back. So bad, bad idea. And then it says, if you already took retirement benefits early, you retain the option of suspending your benefits at full retirement age. So you might be taking benefits now, and you could suspend it if you had somebody that could show you how to use other assets to live on while your Social Security continues to grow. That's one of the other services that we provide, is we do an analysis for everybody on where's the money going to come from when I retire. If it's just from Social Security, you're already sitting there with a big problem financially.
I have a question. The 75% that are taking it, I had somebody close to me say that he's signing up. He's 62. Said, why? And he said, because I may not live to be 63.
Well,
that mentality, is that the 75%?
That mentality, unless he knows that he's terminally ill, he's making a mistake.
Okay.
He's making a mistake. Because what if he lives to be 95? That's the other side of that coin. And that's what the next thing I was going to talk about. Stop reading my mind, Sue. But one of the things
that's my job.
You're so good at it.
But one of the things that we do is we have to change the way we think. It's not about I might die tomorrow. It's I might live for another 30 or 40 years, and that's what we really need to be prepared for.
And that's what people really need to look at. If you can make it to the hospital these days, they can save you. Usually, you are going to extend your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the facts, medical technology.
Oh, absolutely. Think of this. Claiming benefits early isn't just about you. It affects your spouse, your ex-spouse, surviving spouse, and survivor benefits when you die. It depends on when you decided to collect what your family is going to receive if you pass away. Like, if I'm the biggest breadwinner in the family and I pass away and I took Social Security early, my wife is going to get a survivor benefit much less than what she could get if I had waited.
I'm just astounded at the 75% that don't know. They should really look at the overall big picture.
You're astounded. You should see me. I can't believe what some of these people are doing, and they still have jobs. They just think that, well, I might as well get it now while the getting's good. They don't realize that by waiting, they get so much more.
Interesting. We are talking about our money today and Social Security with John O'Connor and Christopher O'Connor. Their website is O'Connor and Associates.biz. There's so much to learn here, John. And the good news is it is coming to the forefront. Of course, there's people like you that are teaching, and you have a seminar. You have seminars all the time to teach people the basics on this topic.
Exactly. And they're absolutely free as well. So.
And they're all listed on your website, when and where, usually the northwest suburbs and then the western suburbs.
Northwest suburbs. Western suburbs, south suburbs. We're pretty much from the Indiana state line all the way up to the Wisconsin state line. We go as far north as Crystal Lake. We go as far south as Tinley Park or Mokena. So bottom line is we're covering a lot of territory.
Now, the why doesn't really mean much. So what? It doesn't add up to anything. But I'm just really curious, is it lack of education or just that they're going to do it their way? Those are the baby boomers. We always push the envelope. What do you see here? That so many people, 75% are signing up. Why?
Well, because they really don't have a plan of anything else. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I look at is that when they do it early, they think they've got easy money coming. But the bottom line is that here's a factoid. You just asked me at perfect time right here. It says the one study concluded that nearly 40% of those who claim benefits early regretted it later. So by taking it early, you're cheating yourself out of an awful lot of money. Let me give you an example.
Yes.
Let's say that we got somebody that at full retirement age of 66 would be able to collect $2,466. Okay, now this is about the average for the main breadwinner in a family at age 66. If he took his benefits at 62, he'd get $1,850. So the difference between the two is about $7,200 a year. Now, what if he was able to wait until 70 before he turned on his benefit? His benefit with cost of living adjustments would be over $4,000 a month.
That's a big difference. Well, it's more than double.
Exactly. And now, why is that so important if that person happens to have a spouse that doesn't have a big Social Security benefit? Number one, she can get a spousal benefit, which is equal to half of his. Okay, so spousal benefit of $2,000. Now, they're both living. That's $6,000 a month. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, what happens if this fellow passes away? The wife gets the survivor benefit or his full benefit, the $4,000, because she's not going to be able to keep her
$2,000.
Okay?
Interesting. I mean, there's so much to learn here, and I just go back to a lot of it is lack of education, or people failed to plan.
Right, exactly. It is failing to plan, and it's believing that you're going to win the lottery or something instead. And I'll give you an example. I had a fellow that thought that his real estate was his investment that was going to take him through retirement. Now, this is in 2007, right before the foreclosure crisis hit. Well, he's sitting in my office, and he's really comfortable with himself and very proud. He says, I've got a house in Naperville worth $1.5 million. And I'm like, well, that's really great. I says, how much do you owe on it? He says, $1 million. And now that was in 07. Today, that house is worth $900,000. He still owes $1 million on it. He's not retiring with that money.
No, I mean, you cannot. You really do need the safe money man.
You
never lose money for people. That is so important, especially when you hit a age threshold.
Right.
And what's that threshold, John?
Well, the age threshold.
That you feel that, you know, it's no longer worth the risk that you need.
By 62, you should be thinking about moving your risk into safety. You want to still have some, but you want to have a lot less.
Now, you talk about annuities, which we're going to get more into,
mm-hmm.
and the required minimum distribution. And is that going to go up, too, at 70.5? Do you see that going up?
Right now, I don't, but that's something that the government could still do. And the reason they do the minimum distribution is they want to start receiving tax income on it. Right.
Yeah.
Because it's an IRA is a great tax shelter, but at 70.5, you start paying the piper.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay that Uncle Piper, right? Once again, I'm here with John O'Connor and Christopher O'Connor with O'Connor and Associates. Their website is OConnorandAssociates.biz. We've got so much more to cover. You want to make sure your money is safe, and John is the safe money man right here on Aging Info Radio. And we will be right back.
Until recently, smiling wasn't that easy for me. A few years ago, I lost several teeth and let the situation go. I didn't realize it would cause bigger problems like bone loss and shifting of my other teeth. I had embarrassing issues with drinking, eating, and even speaking. I covered my teeth when I spoke and never smiled. Now, life is easier with my new dental implant teeth, which look and feel just like my natural teeth. The professionals at Artistic Dentistry took care to create a plan specific for me. My consultation was free and even included a 3D CT scan. Everything was completed in one location with the same doctor, who has more than 20 years' experience of placing and restoring dental implants. I wouldn't trust my smile to anyone else. Thank you, Dr. Akrush and Artistic Dentistry, for giving me my smile and confidence back.
Call now, 708-301-6060. That's 708-301-6060 to schedule your free consultation and 3D CT scans, a $500 value, or visit them online at donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, where art and science meet.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Join the communities of Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park the week of May 14th through the 21st as they celebrate seniors. The 5th annual Celebrating Seniors Week will feature over 50 fantastic events throughout the three communities. Most events are free and the public is invited. There will be film screenings, lectures, senior speed dating, a party for Elvis and Frank Sinatra, demonstrations, and much more. For details, go to celebratingseniors.net. That's celebratingseniors.net.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki. Chicago
is. And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't put your key to happiness in someone else's pocket. Don't put your money either. We are talking about money today, and I am here with John O'Connor. He is my safe money man and known as the safe money man with well over 1,000 Chicagoland happy clients that have their money safe. And Christopher O'Connor is also joining us. Christopher, I have a question. You work with couples or clients with the Social Security benefit. And what do you see here when people come to you? Are their eyes pretty or their minds pretty wide open when you say 62 is not good and won't work as well for you? Let's look at down the road. What do you see there?
Well, it really amazes me because this is all newer to me now. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing is people that are early in their early 60s, late 50s, and when they come in, if they don't have enough to where they can use it as an income down the road, it could be really a big challenge for them as well.
Yeah. Save your dollars.
Save them.
Yeah, I mean, you're a young guy. I mean, I always said if you could save 10%, I remember seeing a very a millionaire woman on TV on a talk show one day, and she was a millionaire as a school teacher, paid very little income. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was working in the city of Chicago. She was working in the outlying suburbs, but she had said she was taught young to save, and that's how she became a millionaire. I mean, you must see things like this too, John.
Absolutely. I have a fair amount of people that come into the office that are very wealthy, and it's because they're thrifty. They didn't come in, they didn't drive into the parking lot in a brand new car. They drove in with a 10-year-old car, and they don't look like the millionaire next door, but they got plenty of money. They are millionaires, legitimately, and they're thrifty. And one of the things that I'll find about them is they're very open to the idea of putting some of their money in safety. A lot of them made money in the market. The market's been really good. The last 6 years, we've been in a bull market that should have ended 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So the thing that worries me is, when will it end? You know.
Well, I always think that, too, because it's not safe when you look at the market. So let's take somebody that's maybe 75.
Okay.
All right. They've got some type of income coming in from their distributions from, say, stock.
Okay.
Can they move that money to an annuity and not pay so much more in taxes? I mean, what do you suggest?
Well, that's a good question, but it's a tough question because if they've got stock that they've had for a long time and they're living off the dividends, they may not want to get rid of all of it because they might be subject to a lot of capital gains tax. And so if they're able to live on the dividends and leave the stock alone, that's an inheritance that they can leave to their beneficiaries where they get what's called a step-up in basis, and the person that inherits it doesn't know the capital gains on it like the parents would. But if it's in an IRA and they're taking dividend distributions, then I would definitely suggest, hey, why don't we move that sideways into a safe money instrument like a fixed indexed annuity, and then you're going to be able to still get income from it, but not ever have to worry about losing any of it.
Yeah, that's the security. So if you're 75 and you're shooting for the 105-year mark, you've got 25 years of secure income.
Right. And you want to start moving towards safety. It's like, it's not that you need all your money in safety, but you should have a what I call a cornerstone piece that, you know, no matter what happens to the other money, that's still there. So
yeah.
You've got a worst-case scenario. Yeah.
Although I've been hearing lately it's not good to diversify.
Well.
I mean, everything changes.
You know,
the rules, the regulations, the taxes, everything changes. So you don't know what direction. And then if you listen to, you know, different forms of media, it could get kind of confusing.
It does get confusing. And that's one of the reasons why I'm happy to provide my services at no charge, because I believe that people are so like deer in the headlights right now because they don't know what to think. You know, well, this guy says don't diversify. This guy says do diversify. This one's like in the middle of the road on that. You know what it is? There is no one-size-fits-all answer for investing. We need to sit down with somebody and do an analysis on them and see what's going to fit them.
What's going to work best for longevity,
right,
for them to keep up the same type of lifestyle, what it looks like, what their whole big picture looks like, which is completely probably many variables.
Right, right. I do a quiz on at my seminars at the end, and the last question is, what's the biggest threat to your financial future? And the answer is longevity.
I mean, that's what we're hearing everywhere.
Right.
No one thought when Social Security started, even Medicare at 65, that people would be living this long.
Oh, absolutely. It's an entirely different demographic of people that are receiving Social Security than what the country envisioned 35 years ago. Okay, so a whole new ball game. But the bottom line is Social Security is paying more than it ever has. But we have to be careful how we take it so we get the most for us.
Maximum benefits. I'm here with John O'Connor with O'Connor AND Associates.biz. We're going to continue this conversation about your money right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about long-term health care planning and get your free quotes from all the top companies.
Order your special report now and learn how easy it is to plan. Go to RadioLTC.com or call toll-free 866-751-7957. 866-751-7957. That's 866-751-7957. Discover your options today and get free quotes RadioLTC.com. RadioLTC.com. That's RadioLTC.com. McCann Insurance Services. Long-term care, critical care, and asset protection planning. RadioLTC.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness and or take four or more medications, the Senior Saver Program will greatly impact your life. I promise. Go to ControlMyCare.info or call 877-582-2220. We are talking about your money today with John and Christopher O'Connor. John O'Connor is the Safe Money Man. You're also an educator. I mean, you're so willing to help people and teach people. And let's talk about your seminars.
Okay, great. That's one of my favorite things. In fact, I've got a couple of them coming up on the 19th of May, the 20th of May, and the 21st of May. All at the Weber Grill in Lombard.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
They all start at 6 p.m., and there's no cost to it. We do a seminar that goes for about an hour and 15 minutes. It talks about Social Security and safe money management, and then we provide a delicious dinner. So if you'd like to come, there is a limit on how many we can seat, so call the 800 number, and I'll give it to you right now. It's 800-429-9615. And tell them you want to make a reservation for the Weber Grill on the 19th, 20th, or 21st of May, and we'd be happy to have you there. And when you come to the seminar, tell them at the door that you were invited by me on the radio.
On Aging Info Radio.
That's right.
I've been to your seminars, John, and the best thing about your seminars, of course, besides the food's always a better type of restaurant, but, I mean, you do a very educational seminar, but there's no pressure. I mean,
no.
A lot of times you go to seminars and everybody, you know, they're in your face about buying something or they, you know, want everything, they want to know everything about you or too much information is requested. You do none of that, which I find very open.
Well, and what we do is we offer our services to everybody, and I think that it's important to share the information. You know, there's only 5 million Americans so far have even gone online to set up their Social Security accounts on the Internet. There's about 55 million that still need to, and I'm working as fast as I can, but I don't think I'm going to get to everybody all by myself. So one of the things I do is I have other people in my association that are busy helping other people that are close to retirement. But that's what we talk about at the workshop is the fact that, you know, the dangers of not playing you know, by the rules. You got to actually have a plan for retirement unless you want to be a greeter at Walmart because you need the money.
Plus, once you sign up, there's no going back.
Well, there's no such thing as a do-over anymore. You could suspend, but once you sign up, you've locked yourself into a lower number. So you don't want to make that mistake either. And think of it like this. If you worked for 40 years, now maybe you're 62, started at 22, 62, 40 years into it, now you're ready to actually claim Social Security, but you probably shouldn't. Well, before you actually sign on the dotted line that you want it, why don't you take more than just 15 minutes and let us help you to come up with a real decision on when's the right time to take it? If you put 40 years of work in, that's about 90,000 hours. You work 90,000 hours, and now you're going to make a claim on your Social Security in 15 minutes?
Plus, it's pretty exhausting, that little voice saying, I should have called him. I should have called him.
That wears you out.
That's what would wear anybody out. That's why you want to call John. And the seminar is this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Weber Grill in Lombard.
Correct.
Right at Myers Road and Butterfield Road.
Exactly.
The big red grills right there.
That's right.
The number is 800-429-9615 to make your reservation. So it starts at 6 p.m. And how long did you say?
It goes till about 7:15. By 7:30, we're serving a delicious meal, and I'm out of there. I don't stick around and bother people. I leave so that they can actually talk amongst themselves about what they just heard.
What do you think, John, and talking to families and, you know, not families, but married couples or individuals with this, what do you think is the biggest downfall here? I know you said you couldn't get to everybody fast enough, but I mean, realistically, what would you say to our listeners? What is the biggest downfall?
Well, the biggest downfall is too many people take too much bad information from people that don't know what they're talking about. Today, there's a lot of people that are experts on nothing, but they still want to give you their opinion. And I've had a lot of people come in and still not know what annuities are all about, and just they think because it says annuity, it's bad. But believe me, when I tell you that the annuities today have evolved so much that if you haven't looked at one in the last 5 years, you don't even know what they look like anymore. They're that much better.
Plus, there's no risk.
That's the thing I'm looking at. Safe, insured, and it's sleep insurance. You can go to bed every night knowing that when you wake up tomorrow, you're worth a little bit more. You never have to worry about your money dissolving.
Well, you wonder where the stock market is going. If a lot of your retirement is tied to mutual funds, 401k, of course, they're tied to the market. A lot of ties there to the market. I mean, the risk may be high or low, but there's still that risk.
Oh, it's absolutely a risk. And one of the things is, you know, when you're, like I said earlier, if you're 30, 40, or 50, the market's not such a dangerous place to be because you have recovery time. But if you're already in your 60s and you're thinking about retirement, you're not going to be able to do it if you lose half your 401k if we have another seizure in the market like we did with the foreclosure crisis in 08 or with the dot-com bubble bursting in 01. You know, you don't want to take those chances when you're at 60.
And that voice that said, I should have called him, that voice will never stop if that happens.
Oh, and then that voice is yelling at you.
For the rest of your life, absolutely. We are talking about your money today, and I can't stress this enough. John has taken and made my money very safe. John, thank you so much. I'm going to also get your words of wisdom coming up here soon, right here on Aging Info Radio. And Christopher, you see so much. You must see this with people and all the diversity or diversifying with accounts and that, don't you?
Oh, sure do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's so much to learn and so much to know about your money. And I'm going to get John and Christopher's words of wisdom right here coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
River Forest and Forest Park are celebrating seniors the week of May 14th through the 21st. Join them in Forest Park for a kickoff fundraising event, calling all collectors. They're displaying collections of all kinds. Barbie dolls, World War II memorabilia, coins, baseball cards, trains, vintage tools, guns, drinking glasses, military helmets, penguins, and much more. Come support Celebrating Seniors. Tickets are $15 and light refreshments will be served. Learn more at CelebratingSeniors.net. CelebratingSeniors.net.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
We have been talking about your money today, and choosing when to take Social Security is one of the biggest decisions of your life, isn't it, John?
That's absolutely correct.
Yes, well, I want to thank you for both gifts. The book of Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security by Lawrence Kotlikoff, the German man. And what did you say about Lawrence?
Dr. Kotlikoff is a professor of economics at Boston University. He's an advisor to the International Monetary Fund. He's an advisor to the United States Treasury. And Dr. Kotlikoff and I worked together doing symposiums for financial advisors that come from all over the country out to Denver to listen to Dr. Kotlikoff's strategies on Social Security maximization and my strategies on safe money management.
And his book, right, Get What's Yours, did right. this just come out this year?
Just did. It's brand new.
Well, thank you for the gift. And, of course, Tony Robbins' Money Master the Game gift. Thank you so much. And what is your words of wisdom for the day, John?
You know, it's pretty much the same ones as always. Every day's a gift. Be glad you've got it. Don't be a hater. You know, nobody knows that you're mad at them. So just love everybody. Love your life. And take good care of your family. If you do that, you got it made.
And I say give John a call and go to his seminar. The number is 800-429-9615. If not that seminar in Lombard, you have them all over the Chicagoland area at O'Connor and andassociates.biz.
That's right.
And Christopher, you're working right there with your father. And what would be some of your words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom from what I've seen so far? I would say if you're not in a position to retire or have the right amount to where you're going to be comfortable down the road, definitely look us up so we can help you.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make your money safe, or like you said, put at least some of those eggs in your basket in a safe place.
Right.
No risk.
No risk.
I just want to thank you both for being on Aging Info Radio. I have so much respect for you, John. I mean, what you teach, your seminars are wonderful. They're very educational. John is not, or his staff is not, all over you to come see them. I mean, it's really a free and open place where people can learn, and you'll be drawn to them. Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and let's see, my paw's pooch up for adoption this week is Willie, a 7-year-old male Cocker Spaniel. Senior dogs can make such loyal companions. Go to pawschicago.org or call PAWS at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Willie is waiting with his paws crossed and tail wagging for you to come and get him. That's right, Daisy, that's Willie. And getting a reverse mortgage is an important financial decision. Let our experienced team at Standard Bank, with over 10 years' experience, help you decide what's right for you. Visit standardbankswithans.com or call 312-203-4018. That's standardbankswithans.com. And let's see, Partners in Senior Care will also help you if you or an aging loved one feel you need professional help. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. And today's show and all of our past shows, of course, are up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. I can't stress enough, definitely you want to see The Safe Money Man. Go to O'Connor, andassociates.biz. I'm Sue Zawacki, your host, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.